This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protests continue in Iran after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. Meanwhile, the British government is criticizing Iran for detaining its ambassador in Tehran. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has criticized a, quote, flagrant violation of international law after the UK's ambassador in Iran was briefly arrested. Rob McCare tweeted on Saturday night that he'd been detained for about half an hour after attending a vigil for victims in the downed Ukrainian Airlines flight. Iran's military on Saturday admitted mistakenly shooting down the plane amid heightened tensions sparked by the drone killing of top commander Qassem Soleimani. Iranian media said McCare had been arrested because he was inciting protests, and some lawmakers were quoted as saying the envoy should leave the country before being ejected. McCare said he was not taking part in any demonstrations and had left the vigil after 5 minutes when some chanting began.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster.
There's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities. And to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
The Australian bushfires have been burning for nearly 3 months and killed at least 28 people. A small volcano near the Philippines erupted with a massive plume of ash and steam on Sunday, prompting the evacuation of tens of thousands of people and forcing Manila's international airport to shut down. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The United States will expel at least a dozen Saudi military students accused of extremist links in child pornography. This comes after an investigation into a shooting rampage by a Saudi officer in Florida. In December, Mohammed al-Shamrani, who was in the United States as part of a Saudi military training program, opened fire in a classroom at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, killing three sailors and wounding eight other people before being shot dead by police. CNN reports while the dozen or more trainees are not accused of aiding al-Shamrani, some were found to have connections to extremist movements or be in possession of child pornography. Kenneth Roth, Human Rights Watch's executive director, was barred from entering Hong Kong on Sunday. He was planning to launch the organization's annual world report in Hong Kong this week.
So I'm going to return to New York. I'll hold the press conference there. But sadly, this episode is just the latest evidence that the Chinese government is doing everything it can to undermine the enforcement of international human rights standards.
That's Kenneth Roth from a video he took on the premises. The report is expected to be critical of China. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 people attended a rally in Hong Kong on Sunday to urge people and governments abroad to support the city's pro-democracy movement. Speakers also celebrated the results of Saturday's presidential election in Taiwan.
The Taiwanese demonstrated how peaceful it could be if we have a democracy. And we have to understand that the Taiwanese fought hard in previous decades so that they can have this power today. So if we want to have democracy like them, we need to fight hard and to continue our fight with the Communist Party until we can have our five demands met.
Under the framework of one country, two systems, the city enjoys greater democratic rights than those on the mainland. But protesters say those freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping. In Britain, a crisis meeting is scheduled Monday to put an end to the royal rift that pits Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle against the rest of the monarchy. AP's Julie Walker.
Queen Elizabeth's car pulled in and out of her Sandringham estate, where Prince Andrew and sons William and Harry will be meeting her. Meghan Markle is said to be calling in from Canada, where she and baby Archie remain.
Priorities will be that they don't break up the family.
And royal biographer Angela Levin says the Queen wants to move fast.
And that is because she doesn't want Harry to go off in a huff, I am sure, and not come back.
Harry and Meghan posted on their website last week without telling the Queen that they're stepping back as senior royals, will split their time between Britain and North America, and will become financially independent. One of the big issues to work out is what outside jobs they will take. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.